like to call the Osage Nation Congress Health and Social Services Committee meeting. Time is 8:50 a.m. Date is September 12th. Roll call.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Speaker Paul? Congressman Walker? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Shaw?
Here. Congresswoman Edwards.
Dear Lord, thank you for starting our day today. And it's a beautiful day. We appreciate your kindness and mercy shown upon those people in Florida that have a long way to recover. Give us kind hearts, strong minds to do the will of the people. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Approval of minutes. The ones attached are from the 11th yesterday.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Unanimous is approved. Next is ONCA 1799. It's okay, I won't read the entire title again. It's the Act Required Appropriation of the Executive Branch. We have sections 7, 10, 13, 33, 34, first of which is the 447 programs. And that's a group of programs. And for us, my understanding is it's financial assistance. I'd like to ask the budget analyst if he could bring up the related information on the video board, and we already have it up, and bring that up. And how many people do we have? I think there's enough room for everyone to come to the table if you want. You don't have to, but we've got a more intimate setting here.
Okay.
Since we're using this table for the sessions and the committee meetings, we've got plenty of room.
That's for my whole department, but I do contain the 477 programs within my department. I have several.
What division did it used to, 447 used to be under?
Child and Family.
Child, Family, and Social Services.
Can we see the...
it's pulled up.
Can we see the latest org chart?
No, I mean the budget grid, if there is one.
We need to make a motion for the speaker to request an organizational chart so we aren't struggling.
You keep asking for one.
Well, make a motion and have her officially ask for one. There, I'll put it right here.
Well, do you guys have an organization chart? Usually that comes with the, or it had in the past.
I didn't bring one for the whole branch. I just brought one for our division.
I'll request.
Or our department.
Well, that,
you do have an org chart for your department.
Yes, ma'am.
You're awesome.
I did not bring one for mine. I apologize.
Okay. There's no need for a motion. I'll just request. Now, we're just talking about your programs.
Okay.
Now, your programs would be called collectively...
Financial services.
Financial
assistance, yes.
Financial assistance.
That's my department.
Ms. Collinger's collectively are now called?
Social services.
Social services.
Okay, so financial assistance is a department, mm-hmm. which has programs under it.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And contained in mine is the 477 programs.
Why don't you give us just a brief narrative of the 447 programs, what that means and how you're part of that.
Okay. The 477 is part of our self-governance funds. It goes kind of into a separate pot that, you know, is called 477. Contained in that are five separate programs. It is our TANF program, our general assistance program, our WIOA, which is our workforce adults, workforce youth, and our trade school, or JTP. So it's those five programs that are underneath the 477 umbrella.
looks like the source of the revenue is all federal?
Yes.
JTP?
What? That's the trade school. That's just the acronym that they use in the MIFA whenever the funding comes through.
Congresswoman Edwards?
How does that interface with the education department trade school? Or
we do, what we do is we do jointly with education whenever people come in and they want to go to trade school or vocational school. We work with education. They go through education for their tuition. What we provide is supportive services, which is usually a stipend amount. You know, we help them with gas and transportation needs. And then if they need like extra supplies that education doesn't provide, like if they're going to beauty school and they need like, you know, their kit, or if they're going to welding and they need boots and hats, that's where we can step in and we can provide, you know, getting those products for them so that they can be successful in their attempts.
You can come back and see if it's okay.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask. So the vocational school that the education department serves is not income-based, but is yours income-based?
Yes. Okay. Yes, ours is income-based.
So not everybody that goes to technical school or vocational school through the tribe will qualify for...
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's also... they have to be in Osage County as well. So it's income-based and residential-based.
So how many people do you serve on an annual basis with the, would it be workforce? Is it JTP trade school? Is that what we're talking about right now?
Trade school?
Uh-huh. Yeah. How many people have served?
This year we've served 23. And of those 23, 18 were Osage. We get very little funding in the trade school, so it doesn't go very far. I think last year and this year, I think we got around $39,000 for that piece. So, like I said, one of the benefits of 477 is you do kind of throw everything into one pot and you can commingle funds. So if you have, you know, a big need in trade school, then you can kind of borrow from some of your other programs.
So do you have that direct services broken down then into?
No, like I said, 477 allows us to put it all into one kind of big direct service pot so that we can, like I said, commingle funds. So if we have more trade school applicants than we do workforce applicants, then our money can go more towards trade school. If we have more, you know, TANF families, then more of our money can be spent towards those TANF families. So it really allows us a lot of flexibility within those programs.
And how do you determine how to allocate that?
Like I said, we look at, you know, what we get initially from each program. We try to stay kind of within those, but like I said, if trade school we have an absorbent, you know, amount of applicants and not very many in workforce, well then we can convert some of those funds to go over to trade school. Just, you know, we kind of look at the trends of the year and see where our population is and where the greatest needs are.
So you said that there's 39,000, did I hear that right, allocated. So is there a document that we have that shows where what the allocation is, at least now in the beginning?
Everything comes in on the MIFA under our self-governance funds through Candy Thomas, and then she tells us what each program receives out of the MIFA, and then that's what accumulates into our 477 for this budget.
These are all BIA contracts
right now? Some are from the BIA, some are from DOI has our GA, and then...
there's no HHS or IHS?
HHS, I believe, is where our TANF funds come from.
So yesterday, the Director of Operations said that monies could be moved. Does the federal government allow these monies to be moved out of direct assistance?
In 477, like I said, we have a lot of flexibility in 477, but we do have an admin cap. Each money that comes in does have an admin cap. Our TANF being the largest, we can go up to 20% on the admin cap on TANF, but the rest of them are all 15%, so we are capped. So, I mean, we can move money around, but we can't go past that admin cap.
So, I'm looking at the budget at the direct services line. If who's driving the screen? Do you want to grab the mouse?
You drive it. Oops. Let's go over here.
Okay, Okay, we see that we have full, there's salary and wages right there, but I just think it's highly unusual here, this total, 522, 557, in direct services. Out of that total, only 265,000, let's get off of there, $102 actually goes to this direct service initiative. The rest, it seems, are in salary and wages, but in this line of direct services.
Yes.
Okay. So if it's salary and wages, what is it doing in the direct services line? That's just my question.
We are allowed to put employees that do direct services and work with the clients day in and day out. We're allowed to put them as a direct service component, and that's how we're able to pay them. As you can see, our case manager, our transportation and field work, our employment training coordinator, that's because they work with their clients on a daily basis. Our TANF clients are, you know, they can be on for several months, some are on for a couple of years. And like I said, they provide a direct service to them. Like our employment and training coordinator, she actually goes out and talks to employers and tries to set up jobs and locations for our clients to go to. She also, you know, talks to the trade schools that they're entered in to see what their needs are and how they can help, and checks up on their grades and makes sure they're being successful. So they do provide, you know, a direct service. So that's why we're able to put those positions down in there.
So program coordinator, what program does that belong to?
She is actually the program coordinator over all of our programs.
So anything in financial assistance?
Yes.
At the department level?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have a line called direct services in our budget format?
It's in the budget format submitted by the executive.
Well, we have something called direct assistance, which is funds that pass from the Osage Nation directly to the recipient in the form of monetary assistance, scholarships, grants, health benefits, disaster assistance, or other direct financial assistance. So what of that number would be direct assistance under Osage law?
The general assistance line item and the one right underneath the JDPA, adult, youth, and TANF.
So on the appropriations, what do we have written? In the appropriations bill?
In the appropriations bill, it's, well, do we have the bill up? Do you know if the bill's up here?
Bill's not up. Dana, you'll bring up the 1799.
Where do I need to hit?
We want to bring up 1799.
Don't let her hit something that she's not supposed to hit. Blow up.
I believe that total, I didn't make any adjustments in the appropriation bill. So where it says direct services, I believe probably in the appropriation bill it says direct services also.
Okay, so that needs to be changed.
Well, you're more than welcome to make an amendment.
Sure.
To it.
Do you want us to make amendments now, or do you want us to wait until?
I think now.
Okay.
Now, what we're
sure
here on this section.
Right.
Well. Okay.
You mean as opposed to appropriations?
Either place.
She'll probably want to make that amendment for throughout the bill to change that title to. Am I correct?
Well, where else does it happen?
Probably any table that has direct assistance in it.
Direct services.
Well, let me ask the director of operations? So our laws do not have something that's called direct assistance.
Direct services.
Direct services. We have direct assistance, and that's in our template. Is there more budgets than this that were sent over with salaries and wages in something called a direct assistance line?
I want to say this is the only one, but without looking at every one of them, I can't remember them all.
Okay, line.
Wait, let me just, yeah, all the tables are going to have a heading of direct assistance in it. That's the correct term, isn't it?
No.
What's the correct term? Because it says direct services.
Direct assistance is the correct term. But that's not direct assistance.
Well, I've used direct assistance in the bill because that is the correct term right there. See?
Okay.
And it's in all of the tables.
It's Well, that's correct. Okay, so strike page, what page is that?
It is page, I'm driving, 5.
So page 5, line, do you want to help do the math for me?
Can you scroll up a little bit?
Up this?
Yes. What's the intent?
To move the 200, whatever the difference is between 522, 557, and 252. Was it just 252?
I have a difference here if my calculations are correct. It was 265,102 is what actually is goes to the recipients that we're benefiting.
Okay, so I need to do the difference between 522, 557, and 265,102.
Congressman, are you planning to put the direct services part that was for wages, and salaries and wages and benefits, or?
Yes. It can't. It can't go up in there.
Well, it can, because the federal, because our law says it can't. Now, maybe you have a budget that you've got to turn into the feds that shows something different, but we can't take salaries out of direct assistance. Or maybe you will. But we've never, never appropriated that I know of.
Where they were last year.
Well, then somebody didn't pay very good attention.
We didn't have support documents last year. We didn't know.
I mean, this pretty much blows up the entire process. There's no reason for us to do any of this if salaries and wages are found in a direct assistance line, which goes against this law. Salaries and wages are defined as income currently earned by elected officials, executive staff, regular full-time, regular part-time, temporary full-time, and temporary part-time employees currently assigned an existing position with a corresponding job description and salary scale on file with the Osage Nation Human Resources Department, including compensation for employees working on a piecemeal, hourly, daily, weekly, or fixed sum basis. And so that's what those people are. Isn't that right? So I move to strike.
You need to calculate the.
They have it
over and divided between salaries and benefits.
That budget right there, those are calculated out. So it shows what percentage is in wages and merit, shows what's in fringe, and it shows their IDC cost.
I don't know what the IDC is. I'll tell you what. I will request that the budget analyst do these calculations, and we'll come back and we'll get them.
Okay.
So let me ask Ms. Overly. So for reporting purposes, you have to show in your budget that these were, you're carrying them as direct assistance or direct services in your budget.
Yes.
You can report to the agency how you need to.
Okay.
This isn't, in my mind, it's not going to prohibit you from reporting correctly. In your mind, is there a problem? Do you see a conflict or a problem?
Like I said, I just, as long as according to what we submit to, you know, all of our federal partners that we report to, as long as we can show them down in there, because otherwise we'd be over the admin cap. So they have to stay down in the direct services, which we're, like I said, the law allows us to do, the federal law allows us to do when we accept those funds.
Well, it's to the detriment of the federal taxpayer.
Understood.
What will mess up, Ms. Collins?
Indirect cost.
It's figured in on these.
I know, but when you move the money to salaries, now you've got your indirect cost is based on your administrative cost times the indirect cost rate, right?
We added it in.
When we got,
sorry.
Yeah, the treasurer had us do it that way so that we were still capturing those IDC funds on salaries so that we did show those and we do capture those.
So it's broken out to
yes.
Where our budget analysts will follow the breakdowns and get it fit back in here in the appropriation bill anyway. But I guess for her reporting purposes, she has to report differently to the funding agency. So Okay.
Any other questions on this 477? I got 447 on it. It's actually 477.
Move to postpone Section 7 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to postpone 477 program for further discussion to the call of the chair. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Section 10, breastfeeding peer counseling. So, thank you.
Yes. I'm here on behalf of Lynn Taylor, who's hosting the National WIC Conference today in Minnesota.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Get that brought up. If you could just give us a general narrative about breastfeeding peer counseling, it's sort of self-explanatory, but humorous as though we don't know anything about that. So,
well, it's federal funding, and it's basically just for a full-time and a part-time peer breast counselor. The majority of the funds goes to their salaries, and they are contracted.
Contract, okay. And professional fees.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Is Ms. Collins, is she on this? Are we going to be able to get to child support
family
services?
Family violence. That was actually Libby Gray's programs.
But what about child support services? Who does that?
Libby.
Okay, I know. Is she leaving?
I don't know.
Casey just wanted to talk about
it. Oh, okay.
Go ahead and continue, please.
Sorry.
Okay. Yes, professional fees is where the majority of the funding is.
Professional fees, because that's not salaries.
Can we look at the...
Yeah.
Can
we have a budget grid? Maybe we can find it. Someone who's intuitive enough with that mouse.
I am not. RJ's got it down. He knows all the little loop.
That's yesterday's, isn't it?
Looks like it.
You remember what the total amount is?
Yes, it's $49,777.
Is there any equipment?
No.
You really like to provide or teach breast pumps or what have you?
Well,
no equipment. Okay.
Supplies, they do have 2,000 in supplies. They have some in travel because these are certified peer counselors, so I'm sure they have to keep up their certification with continuing education.
Certified breast.
There's a little bit of occupancy, and that's it, except for telephones, postage, and outside printing. And they do peer breastfeeding counseling for WIC clients only.
No, that's under health and wellness services?
Yes, health and wellness.
Yes. It's part of the WIC program.
It's the first budget.
Part of the WIC program. Correct, so we can find and later.
It's the first, should be the first... budget within that heading right there.
Yeah, that's right.
So is that still a division?
We just organized that way. Because this is organized that way.
It's a part of WIC. It might be under that.
There it is.
There it is.
Ms. Tillman?
Optional inquiry.
Do you have the signatures on your budget you're reviewing right now is... July 14?
Yes.
Okay, because we had a meeting last week with the executive, and they said they were going to resubmit new budgets, so I want to make sure we're all working off of the same budget.
The most current one I received.
Okay. And us too.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So the variance is due to a decrease in federal funding?
Yes, it would have to be.
But the travel line increase, can you go back up there? Travel line increased, the operations expense increased, and the professional fees decreased.
Dr. Shaw, can I come to the table?
Yes, please, okay. Ms. Rebar, join us, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Manon.
But the indirect cost increase because the operations expense.
Okay.
And the do you know why the operations expense increased?
From last year, No, this is because we have two counselors now instead of one.
Okay, can we go down to the bottom?
Okay, I was going to look at the financials, maybe that would show us.
Two peer counselor contracts.
So there were only one before? There was only one before?
Yes.
And so each of them now is getting less. So what happened? Last year there was one that got paid the same amount that, or?
Is that last year's budget?
No, this is this year.
This year's budget.
But when I go up to the comparison, last year there was $48,000 in professional fees. This year there's only $41,000 in professional fees. So I'm trying to figure out what happened there.
Well, what we could do, Ms. Edwards, if you would consider, is since Manon's on training, if we can get a list of questions, we can reach out and ask her in detail. But it's a reduction. If you want to get
postpone further discussion.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Did we add? Is it now two part-time counselors, or because it doesn't?
No, we had one full. We added. I believe we added the part-time. We had a full-time.
Okay, yeah, sure. Just postpone, get the answer to that question.
I've got the financial down. Looks like there's three carryover years. Four, possibly.
Okay, here's what she told me, is that the funding is based on previous need, we budgeted based on prior year. The amount received isn't known until April. Still working out the 2015. I think that's the first thing. I hope I got it right.
Let me see, I can tell you.
There's no money expended out of last year's.
So on the
only thing left is wages, is what she said in the previous year.
Are we ever going to run into a situation where the government's going to pull this money back?
She
I don't know
well-funded.
That we can say. On the breastfeeding peer counseling, she has stipulated to us that she's still currently working out of 2014. So she has some unspent funds. It looks like she's working out of 14, so she probably has unspent in 15 and 16.
She told me
unless she's 15. Went out of the line
yeah,
items.
She told me it's day 15.
Okay.
The only thing left is wages in the 15 budget that she's working from. So maybe that's why it went down, but she still had
money available in the other ones.
This year.
Why aren't we spending that money? Well, I really don't want to speak on her behalf, but if she's got unspent funds, you know, by law, you have to spend the active fiscal year as to why. I mean, she could have got allotted money during the year, you know, they may have said, here's funds left over and applied it to Osage. I mean, there's all different kind of reasons as to why.
Her programs are well funded.
Let me ask a question about, is breastfeeding counseling a GIPR measure?
Mm-hmm. No.
It was?
Well, oh wait, for the clinic it is.
Okay.
The problem is though, and we've talked to her about that, is that, they have to be our patient in the clinic to get credit for it, and not all of them are.
That's right.
And not all of them are native.
Yeah, that's right.
So
you really can't use their numbers.
We could if they were native and they are a patient in our clinic. Yes.
So this is a service area ish. Regardless of the area, regardless of, like you said, it's WIC people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Do we hit our GIPR numbers for breastfeeding counseling in the clinic? Do you know? Is there a way, are we able to use any of those funds in the clinic to augment counseling in the clinic for those patients to be able to hit those numbers?
Well, we had our public health nurse working on that. That's why
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, she's one person that has a million hands, so I'm just curious whether you think there's any budgetary limitations on what you can do,
I'm
or
not
it's
sure.
Just a matter of
it's
policy.
Not, it's the people, it's just finding
policy
the people.
Policy program.
That meet the criteria.
Well, let me ask you, do you want to postpone further discussion or action on section 10 until until we have more information, perhaps program directors back, or do you feel like we can go ahead and report it out as discussed? Congressman Walker.
They're federal funds. We've seen this quite a bit where previous year's funding was carried over and they were operating under previous year's funding. And it could be a number of reasons. It could be that they didn't have a breastfeeding coordinator for large periods of time from one year to the next. It's all federal funds. I'm comfortable passing it out, but if the committee wants to get an in-depth look and get the director here and hear about it, go for it.
Ms. Reber.
I do believe, I mean, what RJ is saying, Ms. Edwards, is that, you know, it is federal. The only thing that I see, because her expenses are really low in this one, what she's asking for from the feds, but it is just the professional fees. So it could just be that we ask her, why is there a reduction in the professional fees? You know, what caused that reduction, if that's the concern. But other than that, it's a really, it's a mild budget. It's $46,000 of federal dollars.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I fill out a little piece of paper every quarter that sends money into the federal government. So I don't really think, to my way of thinking, it's just federal funds. It's not an excuse for not going through and figuring out, are we utilizing these federal funds to the best of our ability? I like the idea that it seems there's an extra person on board now, but I think we ought to talk about, you know, to me, the federal government doesn't give you money to hold over from year to year. And I know, based on my experience with the federal government recently, that those monies are getting pulled back. So I think we need to start encouraging this program to try to utilize the funds for the purposes that they're given for and not be working now 3 years back on money.
We can definitely do that. I will say that big picture, when we were looking at the budgets, I believe 2 years ago, you would notice that there were a lot of unspent funds in a lot of our programs, because back then it was spend your tribal dollars first. That's changed. And
I don't think we ever said that.
Well, no, I mean, it's the way that, you know, because of just what you're saying, we had so much. I mean, when I took over 477, we were working out of FY11. They don't like that. They're like, spend the money or you're basically saying you don't need it. So exactly. What we've tried to do is to really dive into these, and most of the budgets, when we talk to the directors this year, most of them are in a current year. And if they were in a prior year, they had a good reason for it.
Okay.
So I just want you to know that, yes, that's a good point, and we are addressing that because, you know, we're not really saying spend tribal first or federal. What we're saying is start managing your money a lot better, and they have been.
Yes. She is obligated to report to the federal government how she's spending it. Mm-hmm. She has to get these approved by them. So they're
I'm not saying that she's not spending the money right. I was more criticizing Congressman Walker's
comment. Okay, so you're not criticizing.
Let me just echo his comments. So, I mean, this is our second program. We're potentially on the verge of postponing. Both of them are all federal funding, and we've only got resources, really time we have to spend discussing these. But again, it's the will of the committee, so if there's a motion, we're happy to hear it.
I don't have that language. Move to have the minutes and the committee reports reflect the committee has done complete review on section 10.
Second.
Okay. And the rest of the language that's standard.
Any discussion?
It's in the minutes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got it.
All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. Okay, so we've postponed seven, but we completed 10. Thank you. Section 13, Child Support Services. We have Ms. Collins. We thought she was here.
Dr. Shaw, they're coming at 1:15 tomorrow. Is the invite they received.
Oh.
So if you go outside and look at the agenda.
Okay. All right.
We had them down for 1:15 tomorrow, and this morning's agenda was sent out at 5:15 last night. So
Well, the reason why they're sometimes on more than one agenda is because you have to plan ahead, and if you don't think you're going to get completed, you better put it on the next agenda, because then you can't discuss it at all. So I think always, if you see it on an agenda, I realize that that could be deceptive. I understand that. But please realize that's why it was on both agendas.
I understand, Dr. Shaw. The problem is, you know, they're both out doing things already, and they didn't know before they left yesterday that they needed to be here.
I agree.
8:30.
So what else is on the agenda that was sent out?
Family violence, Harry K, which is, a grant-driven program, and then family violence prevention.
Yes.
Ms. Reber, can you present on family violence?
I'd feel better. Well, I can sure try, and if you guys accept it, then, I mean, I've went over it with the directors. You have to leave?
9:30. I do. But RJ's here, so you still have a quorum. But did we not notify these guys to be here today?
Well, I know Mrs. Collins was here, in fact.
Well, Ms. Collins, she's not on any of these programs, sir.
Not on child support. Who's on child support?
That's Deb Yates. And that's a federal grant, or federal dollars. And I think you've covered most of her. I think you're going to see is, you know, the contract with the AG's office, that $71,000 is inside of there.
Well, Ms. Johnson, we were told earlier when we needed to notify someone, we could notify the director of operations, and that he would see that we get the proper people here. I'm sorry I did not send a specific one to Libby Gray or to this director, but I did send out notices yesterday and didn't really set the agenda final notice till yesterday. So for our subsequent meetings, and we started late today and so forth, but it's really important to keep up on the most recent, because things happen fast, agendas change. They can change up to minutes before a meeting. No way to know that, but Mrs. Collins said, I'll be there at 8:30 in the morning, and she was here, so. But she didn't have any of these programs, right?
No, sir.
Okay, my mistake then. I did not.
That's okay.
But she was here, had no programs. The people that had programs, two of them are not here.
That's why we've been asked, I'm sorry, for an org chart, so we'll know who, because when I look at this, I don't know any employee at the nation's name that's attached to any of this at all. So it would really be beneficial to have an organizational chart, an internal organization chart that we can look at and know who these programs belong to, because we have no clue.
Ms. Johnson, how would you suggest I make sure that the people here that represent those programs for future meetings?
If you just let me know exactly which program it is, I mean, I know every director.
Okay, well, I'll continue sending that.
Like Congressman Supernov, it was real simple. We took the section and looked at whatever that budget was, and I knew exactly, you know,
okay,
who to get a hold of. I mean, that was easier for me
sure
to figure out than,
right,
you know.
Congressman Walker.
Well, just so we'll have a better idea, we can all be on the same page going forward. I've been notifying the clerk of what I want put on the agenda, and I'm copying you, mm-hmm, Jody, and Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yes.
Would you like for me to do anything different?
No.
Okay.
That will work.
Because, yeah.
That works perfect.
There are some directors that I know who's over some programs, but others I don't, so I just felt, for the sake of consistency, I'm just going to include the three of you.
Congressman Shaw, if you sent that email to me, Jody, and Melissa, and just said, have the whoever's in charge of, you know, I don't know, the cultural center, okay, or
probably for me, Ms. Reber and yourself would probably be adequate for my programs, right? Melissa, does she have anything to do?
Yeah, just send us the email and say, hey, this is who I want to see at.
Okay, I'm sorry. 8:30. I thought I'd done that yesterday. My apologies.
And then we'll grab whoever it is, and I'll let you know who it's going to be. Okay, we'll say Roger that. It'll be Manon Taylor, Libby Gray, and Deb Yates. Is who you'll see, okay, at 8:30.
Yeah, Dana's really done a great job including us, and so we get these notices as you guys do, mm-hmm, and so. We're thankful for her communication. because we do receive it.
Good.
She's doing a great job, and then as soon as we get it, we accept it and look at the information.
What committee do you, it's 9:30. Do we want to try to continue doing something in 10 minutes, or should we cut it? We don't have a representative from Family Violence. We don't have the representative from Child Support Services. Ms. Rebard said she would take a heroic attempt, a valiant attempt to try to represent those programs, but I kind of sense that we're not going to be satisfied. So is there a motion to adjourn? I'll put these on another meeting.
As I said, Dr. Shaw, they know to be here at 1:15 in the morning.
Okay.
So
they do. And I think Family Violence, you really want to hear about. And they've got some positive good things, some great things. Child Support's probably going to be about the same as last year, but they have probably some good information for you, better than
understood
than myself.
I just want to see what the committee wants to do.
I move to I'm not going to postpone any of these if you already have them on another agenda, and I'm just going to move to adjourn. Would that be satisfactory to you, Chairman?
That would be satisfactory.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
A motion made and seconded. No further discussion. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. Okay. Motion to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I already did.
Oh, you did? You?
Okay. We voted yes on it.
I got you. I'm sorry. I thought you were postponing.
No, I didn't think there was any need to postpone since they were already on another agenda.
Got crazy here at the end of the meeting.
It did.
Dana, do you have tomorrow's agenda? I want to, they're saying there's duplicates. And like, again, if there are duplicates,